The Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
Good morning. Coming up, overcoming autism in the workplace, clocking off on the continent, and why shyness is nice. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1857 15150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. But first this morning to a very taxing matter. Anyone receiving a payslip will be very conscious of the amount of tax taken by the government each month. Yesterday the OECD, which is based in Paris, published a report called Taxing Wages 2014 that put our payroll taxes in context. It compared what we pay with the taxes paid in 33 other developed nations. What it found was that taxes on wages in Ireland go up more as your income rises than anywhere else in the world. So does that mean that Ireland is now officially the worst place in the world to receive a pay increase? And is the incentive to engage in the black economy and work for cash in hand now becoming too big to ignore? I'm joined by economists Paul Sweeney, formerly of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, and Owen Fahey of Kleinworth Benson Investors. Owen, what's your take? You were on the Commission for Taxation, if I remember right. Our taxation system, on the basis of the international comparison yesterday, it jumps out.
Yeah, technically this study yesterday was looking at changes rather than absolute levels. And what it said is that between 2000 and 2012, our tax system changed more to be more progressive than pretty much anywhere else in the OECD.
Now, it's a big word. Progressive sounds...
Exactly.
Depends on which side of it you're looking at.
I'm not sure. But what it means is that the gap between the tax people pay on very low incomes and the tax rate they pay on very high incomes changed more in Ireland than anywhere else, which basically means that, I suppose, in simple terms, that the better off paid relatively more in Ireland in 2012 than it was 2013. I forget, 2012, I think it was, than 2000. That changed more relative to lower earners in Ireland than it did anywhere else. And that's we know why. The USC, Universal Social Charge, was introduced at a rate of 7% for high or middle to high earners. So the marginal rate of tax now for somebody on middle to high income now is 52%. That's 41, which is income tax. It's 7, which is the USC. And it's 4 PRSI.
At very low overall, internationally, very low levels.
Pretty low income
of
levels, which is crucial. And the crucial point as well is that if you go back, say, 5, 6, 7 years, that rate would have been very substantially lower. That would have been 41 income tax plus a 2% health levy, and that's it. So we've gone from 43 to 51 for earners. Self-employed is slightly different, but broadly speaking, the same pattern. So that's a 10% increase in the marginal rate of tax, the amount that out of every extra euro you earn that you pay back to the state has gone up by 10% over those years, mostly because of the USC and also because of the abolition of the cap on PRSI. If you remember back now, it is a few years ago now, but PRSI used to stop being paid once you got to a certain income levels. And the idea of that was that the I in PRSI stands for insurance, and this was an insurance policy, and therefore, in theory, it isn't in practice, but in theory it's insurance, and therefore as you got to a high income level, well, you're not able to get a higher dole or a higher pension because you earned more, so therefore why would you pay more of this insurance PRSI? That theory met the austerity programme, and the austerity programme won, so that cap was expired. So 4% increase in PRSI and the USC of 7%.
But still, we're at the situation where, I mean, their conclusion, they're summing up for 33 countries, and the sentence, many of them jump out for me, but the most progressive tax system can be found in Ireland. That's what it says, page 45, and in other places too. Does it mean that, I know it sounds like a great word, because you need the system to be able to distribute income, and that's what they're speaking about. But they're saying that it is really, as you go up in income, they're taking more and more off you. Does it mean that it's not a great place to get a pay increase because the government has taken so much, or is it suggesting that we're one of the worst in the world for that?
Yeah, I think it does mean that. I have concern. I think there's two ways of raising tax. You either put up the tax rate, And you get more money off people in the sense of for every extra extra euro they earn, you get more of it. Or you broaden the base and you eliminate allowances and exemptions and loopholes and all the rest of it, including to some degree, perhaps the very at the lower end, but mostly at the higher end. And you tax what's left at a lower rate. So I think it stands to reason that what you need to do is a low marginal tax rate, but on a large amount of income, rather than the other way around. And the concern now I have at high marginal rates of tax, if you're a business person that's considering expanding your business, taking on extra workers, or even setting up a new business, a few years ago you were going to pay 41% of it to the government, now of any money you make from it. Now you're going to pay 51 or 52% to the government. That makes a difference at the margin. It stops people investing. It stops people taking
plus
on extra
employer
workers.
Employer PRSI.
And employer PRSI.
Well, just a few years ago, up till 1984, you paid at 60%.
1984.
1984 at 60% plus 7% PRSI.
That's a long few years ago, Paul.
It is, but it tells you, and we've had a terrible crisis since then. Listen, George, I'm a person who believes in paying taxes. If you pay taxes, you get good public services and you have a civilised society. You have public services.
I don't think very many people are going to disagree with you, Paul, but it's a question of how much and who pays and how quickly. And that's the issue. Nobody says nobody should pay tax.
This paper is quite interesting. But you, in your introduction, are talking about income tax. Now, last year, for every 100 quid the average person paid in income tax, they paid 100 quid more in consumption taxes. So, and we don't talk about them. And at the top rate, it's 23%.
I mean, VAT and stuff like that.
Yeah, a bottle of wine. You should buy today, if you're buying a bottle of wine, buy an expensive bottle if you're rich, because the tax rate on an expensive bottle is quite low and it's very high on a cheap bottle.
Because
it's
the same amount of tax.
Very aggressive taxes, yeah.
The excise duty, of course, is
different. And the other thing about this report is it in the press release, they use the word tax burden 8 times, and they keep talking about the burden of taxation, not tax as a payment. It's very ideological.
But one of the issues is fair enough, and of course people will agree that you have to raise money to have proper social services and distribute income, but the black economy. Somebody, I mean, you must be worried yourself at some point, because as you say, you need people to contribute fairly to the taxation system. But if it gets too aggressive, people will say, pay me cash in hand.
Yeah, well, that's why the audit system in revenue is very good at flushing out the black economy, and the trade unions have argued very strongly. The figures show that lots of audits turns up lots of money. Yeah. But the other thing, just on this word burden, and there's an ideological thing. The OECD is very ideological. And it's good that they're bringing in this report that shows Ireland is quite progressive on income tax. But they actually think that income tax is a harmful tax. They think that taxes on corporations are harmful taxes. They actually have a hierarchy of taxes and they call them harmful. They always use the word tax attached to the word burden. I mean, if Owen Fahy goes to the doctor and he pays him 70 quid out of his pocket, George Lee goes, you're on welfare and the state pays, your payment is a burden. I mean, this is language that is used by right-wingers and wealthy people to avoid tax. And the big issue coming forward, and I see the Irish Times has a review of a book by a guy called Thomas Piketty. It's actually interesting. It's the second review of Piketty's book. I reviewed it 2 weeks ago in the same paper. Piketty is showing that taxes on wealth and high incomes are so low today that it's actually undermining democracy.
Paul, that doesn't sound real to people in this country. If you're saying that what we're paying right now is so low. Well, nobody feels like that in Ireland right now.
Everyone, if I talk to you during the tax marches, which I was involved with, when the tax rates were actually higher than the 60% for the top payers, at least the very, very wealthy paid at 60, 65%. Today, ordinary average workers are paying at 42%. Everyone likes to complain of tax, but by international standards, we are not highly taxed.
You
and part of
argue
the reason we're taxed highly is 1.5 years total tax has gone to bail out the banks.
Indeed, indeed. But it does say, international comparisons are saying that our taxation system is very aggressive in terms of what it's doing on the
income. Progressive, not aggressive.
Well, it depends on which side of it you're looking at. If you're anything over 32,000, that's aggressive. I mean, they're increasing the tax rate faster on small incomes than they are anywhere else in the world.
Did you read the report fully? Because it's actually most progressive on low incomes and not progressive on very high incomes.
I'm not arguing with the issue of the progressivity, which is what you're saying is about the redistribution.
If you're very high incomes, it isn't progressive.
At the end of the day, it says what it says. It says here on the front of the Irish Independent, actually, related to that in some sense, on the back of the ESRI quarterly report yesterday, tax cuts for squeezed middle back on the table. And it says a range of measures to ease the burden on squeezed middle income families is firmly on the table in the budget. What do you think about
that? The owner of that newspaper doesn't have to worry about any income tax.
The owner didn't write it. What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting. I'm not sure, despite my views, I said already that I'm very worried about the impact of high marginal tax rates on the economy. And I think high tax rates, whether that's an income tax, whether it's capital gains, whether it's pretty much anything, high tax rates tend to produce, in certain circumstances, less revenue than a lower tax rate on a broader base. I've said that already. Nonetheless, I'm a little concerned at the idea that we're already in a giveaway mode. This is based on the idea that on reasonable assumptions, I think, that the deficit next year, will come in at 2.8% on reasonable projections versus a notional EU target of 3%. So it's slightly better than the absolute worst we're supposed to be at, which is that 3%. I'm a little concerned that with a margin of only 0.2%, which is pretty small, and with a lot of issues still out there, that we sort of see that once we get beyond 3%, we can start cutting. I would prefer to see that deficit come down a bit more. Having said that, if there is money to go back into the tax system, I think that the way they're approaching it, which seems to be that they would at least make this high level of tax of 52% in total come in at a higher income level, is the sensible way to go. And certainly that seems to be the rhetoric coming from government, that they might increase the amount you can earn at the basic rate of tax beyond the level it's at now. And if they're going to give away money, and I'm not sure they should, but if they are, that probably seems like a sensible way to do it. I'd probably actually prefer if they cut the rate of tax instead, but I think politically that's totally unrealistic. So if they must do it,
I think it's premature to talk of tax cuts. We all want to hear of it. But actually, does that mean you're going to cut public services if you cut taxes more? And that's a problem. And it's really a question of political choice. Are you going to screw the poor?
But you can tweak it. You can get the same tax take, but just tweak the things that Owen's speaking about as well.
You can tweak, all right.
Indeed. Well, we better leave it there now. Paul Sweeney and Owen Fahey, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.